All right, player. Sybil, Vivica, A. Fox is on the phone. Independence
the
Day.
Fox on the phone, baby.
Good morning. Good morning,
morning, next
morning,
Friday.
Morning, y'all.
Good morning to you.
Hey, Vivica.
How y'all doing today?
Been 20 years? 20 years? Wow. Doesn't seem like
Can
it was that long.
Can you believe that?
I know. And how has your character changed in 20 years?
Well, as the 20 years that we're talking about, so everyone else can know, we're talking about is Independence Day resurgence.
Come on now.
It's been 20 years since the very first one, which, believe it or not, this was my first, you know, movie, which was a blockbuster, made $800 million worldwide. I was the stripper with the heart of gold.
Yes.
It played, they ended up marrying Will Smith's character, uh-huh. Jasmine Hiller. And I'm back 20 years later.
You had
and
a son.
And the time that she's no longer working the pole, Mama is a hospital administrator.
All
okay.
right. She's evolved.
Okay.
Yes, she got her real job.
That's what strippers do. They always go into the health profession.
They do.
Right. Yeah, I guess they have been, you know, breaking hearts and breaking backs for such a long time that, you know, they got to evolve into doing something.
Now,
you had
20 years ago in the film, you had a son.
Yes, Dylan.
Okay, and where is he, and what is he now, 20 years later?
So Dylan has now grown up, and he is played by the very handsome Jesse T. Usher, and he is now stepping into the shoes of Stephen Hiller, who was played by Will Smith.
He's a fighter and he also wants to
be a fighter pilot.
Oh, wow.
And so what I love about it is that he's going to get to see a wonderful relationship between an African-American son and his mother.
And what happened?
Each other's backbone and keeps us hold each other up.
Nice.
And what happened to Will Smith's character?
You got to see. Now, come on now. Don't get me in trouble.
He's not
come
in it.
Come on now. He didn't come back. He decided that he wanted to see the Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to see what happens, how it plays out. Come on now, Tom.
Can we move from Independence Day talk to Voting Day talk about your friend, Mr. Trump?
You sure can.
So, Vivica, you were on Celebrity Apprentice. You were a contestant
there.
Yes, I was. And, mm-hmm. I mean, you had your own drama with some of those princesses there on set. But also, mm-hmm. your thoughts about him now and who he was when you were on the show.
Donald Trump, when I did Celebrity Apprentice, was an absolute gentleman. I mean, I admired him so much for being a wonderful businessman and building the brand of Trump. I think his children are very handsome. Ivanka's very beautiful. He's got two handsome sons. He's an excellent businessman. But as a presidential hopeful, I am completely disappointed in his attitude, his misogynistic attitude, his racism, how he has... had racism rear its ugly head. Every day he continues to shock and disappoint Americans. He divides us. And so we have to make sure that we're all paying attention, close attention to these absolutely crazy statements that he makes on a continuous basis every day, insulting our president, insulting us as a people, and make sure that we pay attention and make sure that you all go vote. Because if we don't vote and use our voice, then we can't complain.
Well, what's wrong with Omarosa?
Okay.
That's what you're saying, huh?
Her and Stacey Dash can both get on the Trump ship and go sink and go sailing somewhere as far as I'm concerned.
What is that problem?
What is wrong with Omarosa? I mean, what is the deal?
Maybe she thinks she's going to get another job. I don't know.
That's what it looks like. It looks like she thinks. Well, you know, she compared herself to Valerie Jarrett.
And I screamed when I heard that.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. You know, they all have grand delusions of grandeur.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yes, they do.
You know, we're going to pray for them, but we're going to all stick together. How about that?
But you're absolutely right. And we talk about it enough, but getting people out there to register and vote is most important.
All right.
Vital,
all right.
Absolutely.
All right. Next subject. Vivica A. Fox and her love life. Have you graduated to older men yet?
Let us know.
Oh, sure.
Old and out of shape.
Yeah.
You never tried that yet.
Who don't rap?
Yeah. And who don't rap.
Old and out of shape and don't rap.
And don't rap.
Hold up. Hold up. Y'all ain't seen me with a rapper in a long time, so quit that.
We're just covering all of the bases.
We're just asking.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're just asking. Have you graduated to old and out of shape?
I don't know about that part. You know, I have to work hard to keep myself looking right, so I definitely want my partner to be.
That's all. Give us a chance.
Okay, you say give a chance. Keep hope alive.
We're not going to the gym with you. But we'll be right there when you get back.
I know that's right. As long as you're there with a Rolls Royce or a jet, it's all good.
Hello.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
Right. Now, if you got your demands, I got mine, too.
Old and out of shape.
You got to make up for something, darling. Okay, let's just keep that 100,
all right,
brother.
Old and out of shape, brother. Step to her. She's ready. You got to have a jet.
And she's ready for the big screen next week. We are looking forward.
Yes, I am. Independence Day Resurgence will be dropping next Friday, June 24th. And next Monday we'll be in L.A. for the fantastic premiere where we'll be partnering up with Twizzlers, and I am going to be revealing a Twizzlers fire jet. So we're going to just be having fun all week. Nice. I'm here in New York. I'm headed to the Wendy Williams show right now.
Aww.
And, so I'm going to tell Wendy y'all all said hey.
That's right.
How you doing?
All right, so if y'all get a minute, tune in. Check your girl out.
All right.
Always. Thanks, Vivica Fox.
You're welcome. God bless you guys. Be good.